Genesis 26, 34, and 35. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Sons and daughters-in-law often cause grief of mind. Esau was wrong to take a Hittite wife, and doubly wrong to take two. God does not allow for his people to marry those who serve false gods. The Hebrews of old and the Christians of today are on equal footing in this regard. It was not permissible for any Jew to marry a wife serving foreign gods, and no believer should ever be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. In both instances, God is referring to the spiritual beliefs of a potential spouse. It is not merely their place of origin that creates the problem. Two people of opposite spiritual condition and worldview are certain to face difficulty in marriage, and their in-laws are also bound to feel the effects. Here we see a glimpse of the consequences in Esau's family. Genesis 26, 34, and 35. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah.